A new year is full of surprises, but one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services. So when postage goes up, your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com is like your own personal post office, wherever you are. You can even take care of orders on the go with the mobile app. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Schedule package pickups, automatically find the cheapest and fastest shipping options, and seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. There's even a supply store where you can stock up on mailing supplies, labels, even printers. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. All you need is a computer or phone and printer. Take a chunk out of your mailing and shipping costs this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, I think it's fair to say that the latest round of restrictions and growing threat of the Omicron variant has seen national morale plummet a little bit and caused patients to fray. So how can we maintain our mental resilience in the days and weeks to come? Well, who better than Stella O'Malley, psychotherapist and author, to talk us through that. Stella, how concerned are you about the nation's mental well-being at this point?
I'm very concerned about the nation's mental health. I really think that we're focusing on physical health over mental health for now 21 months, and I see the impact of it. I'm a psychotherapist, and every single day I'm getting emails, every single day, where they will say, the people who are writing to me say, since COVID hit, since the pandemic, since the restrictions, everything got worse, everything got harder, it tipped me over the edge. I'm hearing this all the time, and when somebody's mental health hits, they think it's their own private tragedy. They don't realise that this is happening on a societal level, and they honestly think it's their own mental failing on some level. And I'm really, really concerned about it. I'm really concerned that there's too much emphasis on physical health and not enough room for our mental health.
Okay, what should happen? What should we be doing? What should the government be doing?
Well, the government needs to start focusing on the fact that you can't keep on putting weight on people, mental pressure on people, and expect us not to crash on some level. And, you know, I do know, obviously we all know that Tony Holohan is a household name, and well done to him, his job is to focus on physical health. Why do I not know who's focusing on mental health? Where is the household name equivalent for COVID and mental health? Because I'm not seeing them every night telling us what we should be doing and how we need to look after our well-being, because we need to have the equivalent. Because you can't just keep on pushing us and dismissing mental health, especially children.
I don't think they're dismissing mental health, though, to be fair to them, are they?
Well, are you hearing daily bulletins about our mental health? Are you hearing anything about our mental health when we hear about COVID restrictions?
Well, to be fair, it's kind of harder to measure mental health than to measure case numbers.
That's debatable, because you certainly see mental health issues.
Oh, sorry, I'm not doubting.
Domestic violence, and when you hear about
The
issues around depression and the numbers around anti-anxiety medication, there are ways to measure it.
Yeah.
And the suggestion is that the data is suggesting that actually we're not doing very well at all, that it is impacting. And it's starting to impact in the long term now. We've moved out of a short term where, honestly, you can put in certain measures for your mental health. You can push us, because we are resilient as people.
So what kind of stuff should the government be doing then in that respect?
Well, they told us last summer to have a summer outdoors, and I thought that was really good for our mental health. And I thought, thank God, they're finally giving us some space to have some joy, because it's essential to our well-being. And then no sooner did we have some summer outdoors, and that was crushed in on very quickly, and we were told, stop this summer outdoors, no more drinking outside and things like that. And these are people who are in their 20s who've literally, they've lost their leaving cert, they've lost the first year in college, they're in the second year in college, they're still in their mother's bedroom or their own bedroom, not their mother's bedroom, in their mother's house, trying to kind of have a college experience. They do need to socialise. They do need to meet new people.
They are socialising. They are, and they should, but they are socialising.
Thank God they are. I'm really glad they are, but it's very restricted. And it's I suppose, if I'm to say who am I most anxious about, it would be the children. That I really do think that there's an awful lot of young children who are incredibly anxious. Incredibly anxious about COVID. When one of their parents gets it, they go into an existential crisis that we don't, because they've been told about the killer virus, they've been told to wash their hands and to do everything right, and then if one of their parents gets COVID, their brain goes haywire because they've been told that's the most important thing, is you don't get it. And when the two parents get it, it tips them over the edge. We have taught them that. And we taught them that for a reason, and there was a societal reason, and I get it. But at this stage, we're going to have to bring some room into the fact that if you keep on pushing them, if you keep on saying you can't go to Pantos and you can't have play dates and you can't, and we're 21 months, which may I say, now, for a 10-year-old,
I have to interject there. They're not saying you can't do those things. They're just saying try and limit what you do. I mean,
I hope they won't say it, because I'm very, very concerned that that's the direction it's going.
Yeah.
Because they're starting to make noises, and that's the way COVID has been done in Ireland since the beginning, is noises are made, then they give a little bit less restrictions, and then they give a little bit more. And it's the grinding pressure, continuous pressure, is bad for our mental health. It's the kind of uncertainty. It's the feeling always that doom is coming, that there's always bad news. That's what's impacting. I have to say, like, I've been in the United States and I've been in the UK in the last month, and I have to say the difference was phenomenal.
Yeah, they've got twice the death rate in the UK, though. You know?
I know they do.
It's a difficult balancing act.
It is a balancing act, and we won't know for about another 5 years who has done COVID right and who has done COVID wrong.
That's true.
We won't know whether Ireland did. Maybe we did our physical health very well, and maybe we dismissed our mental health, and maybe in 5 years later we're going to think actually we should have brought in more. Emphasis on mental health, because it's impacted too much. As the founder of the World Health Organization said, without mental health, there will be no physical health.
No, that is undoubtedly true. Just before you go, briefly, your take on masks for kids at third class and up?
I think it's very hard on them, and I don't think it's good for their mental health. I don't think it's good for them.
Okay, all right. Stella Malley, thank you indeed for talking to us. 53106, do you agree with Stella? Have we forsaken mental health on the altar of protecting everyone against COVID and COVID measures? 53106 at a cost of 10. Or tweet us at News Talk Breakfast. Yeah, tweet us at News Talk, at NT Breakfast. Tweet us at NT Breakfast.
Every year, one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services, so your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. It's like your own personal post office. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.